The council considered proposals for newly licensed or beer and wine-only establishments to be constrained by minimum monthly sales, the distance between video gambling machines, or a number of machines per council district. It's the second meeting in a row the council discussed the matter, but this time the council voted down three proposals to control video gambling. Some council members said that the proposals were too restrictive, while others supported not adding any new gaming machines. City Manager Patrick Urick says that the issue could see more discussion next month.
Obviously, the council is very torn over what to do. So I think that we need to spend a little time talking with them, getting some feedback from them about what they think is the best route to go.
Regardless, the two existing gambling parlors and other restaurant pubs with the video gaming machines in Peoria will remain in place. Another business, city staff presented an outline on proposed changes to the adopted 2015 budget that calls for delayed capital projects in the face of weak sales tax revenue and growing pension costs. More budget discussion is set for the council's November 11th meeting. I'm Alex Rusciano.